Hey, hey, happy Monday. You are listening to the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast, where we better self in spirit and make peace with the day through wisdom, education, and practical, easy-to-follow tips. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. I am a mental health professional as well as a podcaster with a lot of life experience to help achieve that mission for you. So with that being said, it's been a long weekend, hasn't it? Long weekend. Woo! I feel like this weekend was 5 days long. Friday, Saturday, Sunday was given Monday through Friday. I don't know about y'all. And I want to actually have a different take on the weekend's events, okay? So we're not going to break down no bars. We're not doing that today. But what I will say is that there's a very valuable lesson in the events that unfolded this weekend. And it actually has nothing to do with Kendrick Lamar or Drake. It has to do with J. Cole. And sometimes, you know, you just got to J. Cole it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just got to, you know, sometimes they say we're going to call it and just leave it at that. Sometimes you got to call it and leave it at that. Sometimes you just got to pull a J. Cole, and you have your discernment and you see that there is something on the horizon and you might have did too much. It is completely okay to walk it back. People are going to attack you for it. They're not going to understand it. They're going to say that you shouldn't have did X, Y, Z. And that's okay. But when you know deep down in your spirit something is not right, it is okay to bow out. To me, a person that can initiate, I ain't gonna say initiate because he didn't initiate this, but it goes to conflict, right? Or even involvement or engagement in things that are not conflict related. Sometimes you may put forward the first step, or you may be putting forward a secondary step as a reaction or a response to that first step. And you might be like, oh, I moved too quick. I need to dial this back in. This is something I actually don't want to engage in. You are well within your right to change your mind. That's really what it boils down to, changing your mind. I've said this before on the podcast, and just in general, you have the right to change your mind once you have settled your energy and your discernment or intuition tells you that this is not what you should be engaging in. Sometimes we see it through. And sometimes seeing it through has bigger consequences and implications than it does actual positive benefits and positive consequences. So for some of you all that have been seeing it through just to grit your teeth, knowing that you're miserable while seeing it through, knowing that this isn't going to have a positive consequence for you, you are well within your right to conserve your energy and change your mind. You are going to be judged for it. It is what it is. And I say that because we have to get okay with being judged. Okay, you're never going to make anybody happy. And when I say you're, I'm meaning myself as well. I'm never above what I say. We never are going to satisfy the desires and the wants of what people want us to be or how people are viewing us of who they think we are. And you're always going to be wrong in someone else's eyes because they're going to judge you by a standard that they probably don't even hold themselves. Whether they do or not, it's irrelevant. You have to do what is best for your spirit at the end of the day and call it or call it. Sometimes you're going to have to do that, and that's okay. You may have to backtrack and apologize. Again, the reaction may not be as accepting. And again, you know, battle rap and all that other stuff, it's a different set of circumstances, different set of politics and rules. I mean, obviously, as we've seen this weekend, there was no rules. No rules of engagement. It's just, you know, people going low, you going to hell. So, you know, that is what that is. However, sometimes, you know, you might say, oop. In order for me to rectify this within my spirit so I can feel at peace with atoning the best I can for what I've already done, I'm gonna apologize. And that's okay, y'all. And it may or may not be accepted in the moment. That's okay. You can only do what you can do. It's up to everybody else to either accept it or not. But at the end of the day, if you really tapped in with the divine or whatever you believe in and you know that you're following the correct instruction, do your thing. Okay, call it if you got to. Okay, shout out to Jermaine Cole. He obviously knew something we didn't. Okay, it's okay. It's okay to change your mind. It is okay to change your mind. The bonus lesson in this is that, and I've said this plenty of times on the podcast as well, the only thing you can control in conflict is yourself. And you cannot control the reactions or responses of other people once you are engaged. So if you are going to engage in any type of conflict, be prepared for it to go in a place that you never thought it could go. Because at this point, it's not about you. You have another person with their own mind, their own feelings about the situation, their own strategy for some. Once you've left it out of your hands and you put someone else in it, the energy has now become a collaborative effort. It's going to go wherever you both decide to take it. That's why, like I said, if you need to call it, when you realize that this person might be taking it a little more extreme than you, it's okay to bow out. Am I picking a side in this situation? Absolutely not. This has been very interesting. It's been a lot of relatable situations. I mean, you take it out of context of rap and who owns what music and all that other stuff. Child. It's a lesson. It's also a lesson in also understanding that, you know, sometimes I don't want to go there today. I ain't gonna go there. I'm not gonna do it. I'm not gonna do it. Cause there is, you know what? Remind me, one of my boo friends out there listening, remind me to talk about how our feelings about our faves that we've never met can kind of cloud our perceptions. Cause it's bigger than them too. It's in general. I've seen it happen over the years with a lot of folks, but baby, we can talk about that later. But again, if you want to call it and you want to take you a time to kind of, you know, get your mind right and you want to make peace with your creator that has given you the instructions and guide for your life, and you realize you might've done a little bit much, you want to run it back, do what you got to do. Don't feel ashamed in that. That's a lot of growth. It takes a big person. I'm not saying these two are not evolved. Absolutely not. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is that in Cole's situation, which is the focal point of this episode, is that it takes a very evolved person to admit publicly that this ain't what he want. And he's going to go ahead and walk it back. And he's going to go ahead and just live his life on the path that he would like for himself. Again, I don't know the backstory of these things. I don't know the behind the scenes, any of that stuff. I'm just saying the public example that could be gleaned from it is that it takes a very mature person to publicly admit that his ego trumped the spirit. And that is why he is rectifying and making his spirit whole again by correcting himself. It takes a big person to correct themselves publicly. A lot of folks ain't doing that. People can barely correct themselves at work. People can't even correct themselves in their households. So the ability to correct or stand corrected is very crucial. Again, that's something that we all could learn from. It is completely fine to be corrected, whether it is through someone else respectfully or whether it is through your own personal checks and balance system. And that includes the checks and balances of the divine. Sometimes God be like, ah, player, nope, you done messed up. You need to fix that. And it's okay. So I just want to put that on you all's heart. Some of y'all think about backtracking and you don't want to appear a certain way. Forget them. Do what's right in your spirit. Because I feel like to not do that, it's almost like an integrity issue. It's almost like selling your soul. It is. Anytime we compromise our integrity, we've sold our soul in some way. Now, is it like a super duper Illuminati deal with the devil? No, it's not that. It's just the compromising of something that you know is not true to you or what you want out of life, and you're accepting less than, or you're actually doing something that is beneath that thing that you want. We've all done it. Anybody that says they've been integral the entire time in terms of just doing every single thing right, they're lying. They're lying. I don't like perfectionist stuff when it comes to spirituality and even religious matters. I don't like it. It's like, oh, so you just came out the womb perfect? You ain't made not one mistake. You haven't done something. And I'm not saying that it has to be major. It could be accepting less money at a job, knowing that you are making a certain amount of money and you take it less, knowing that you are not going to probably survive as well as you could have before. That's a compromise. Knowing that you dating somebody that doesn't really align with you, but y'all have good sexual chemistry, or, you know, they make you feel good, but you know down the line it's not going to work. That's a compromise of the integrity as well. Dating somebody because they give you material things, knowing that, you know, you don't really like them like that. That's a compromise. Being friends with somebody solely because they in rooms you want to be in and you don't really want to be their friend, or dealing with people you don't like on a deeper level than something that could just be associateship. That's a compromise. ignoring your feelings because someone has harmed you and you don't want to say nothing because you don't want to rock the boat, that could be rooted in some deeper issues that we're not going to discuss today, but that's also a compromise. There's so many ways that we compromise ourselves. Knowing we could have apologized to somebody and we didn't do it because at that point, so much time had passed and we just don't. That's a compromise because you know you're wrong. Knowing that you got facts in front of you and your feelings don't want you to believe the facts to be what it is because we can't balance both, that's a compromise. Now, can we hold two things in one hand? Yes, but the refusal to do both is a compromise. There's so many different things that we do. That's a compromise. And we don't even realize it. Selling your soul looks like so many different things. It's just a matter of what are we willing to accept that we've done to ourselves or that we've done harmfully unto others to where it's like, all right, I messed up on it. That's why I like J. Cole's example so much, because it allows people to self-reflect if they choose. Like, you know what? I don't have to just see things through. I can actually stop and just say, you know what? I don't have to go through with this. I don't have to. We don't have to go through that, y'all. We can J. Cole it. We can really just stop. Stop. Think about it. Like, if y'all remember Run, Tell That. I'm showing my age. If you remember Run, Tell That, you know that's what Martin said. Stop, think about it. But yeah, it's okay to stop in the mid of the situation, in the middle of the situation, and just kind of redirect. I mean, plus we grown. Who gonna really check us as grown adults? You're gonna have some disgruntled people, but who really gonna check you? For real, for real. Who's more powerful than you? When it comes to you being able to make decisions for you, for the betterment of you, for the spiritual balancement of you, for the harmony, really, of you. So I just wanted to put that on you all's heart today. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast if you like what you've heard. And don't forget to sign up for the email list as well. I'm really excited to share some things with y'all. It's a beautiful Monday to just relax and create. God, I love this day today. It's been such a wonderful day. But with that being said, y'all, I will catch y'all Wednesday. This has been another episode of the Spiritual Homegirl Podcast. My name is Maria, the Spiritual Homegirl. And remember, boo friends, trust the journey, trust yourself. And whatever you do, do it with love. J. Colonitz or calling it included. Love y'all. Peace.